This is a production of Cornell University.
Hello and welcome to the Cornell Turfgrass Shortcut Podcast, brought to you in partnership between the Cornell University's Turfgrass Science Program and the New York State Turfgrass Association, found on the web at www.nysta.org. I'm Frank Rossi. I'm the Turf Extension Specialist here at Cornell University. And the following is the Shortcut Podcast for the week of September 28, 2015. This is Volume 16, Issue 25. Dry conditions have persisted the last few weeks as more topsoil moved into the short to very short rating range based on USDA monitoring. For many, this brought a halt to normal fall recovery and cleanup programs. Others that have turf areas infested with creeping bentgrass are noticing dormant and sometimes scalp turf that becomes very unsightly due to its clumpy and puffy nature and lack of drought tolerance. If you are considering trying to control these bentgrass patches, a few words of caution. First, Tenacity, an HPPD class of herbicides, will color bentgrass bleach white and not injure desirable ryegrass, bluegrass, or tall fescue. Second, you will need multiple applications. Our work showed with a minimum of three apps. Third, turf must be actively growing for effective control, so you might have to wait till some rainfall does arrive. Fourth, you can use this strategy into November if daytime temps still are above 50 degrees. Finally, be careful what you ask for. If the bentgrass is controlled, have you been overseeding into treated areas with desirable turf? Do you plan on sodding into bentgrass areas? For sure, you will need to consider what to replace the large bentgrass patches with sooner rather than later, as typically Kentucky bluegrass will be slow to fill in these damaged areas. Dollar spot pressure continues to be very high across the region due to warm and dry conditions, followed by the slightest amount of moisture in the system. Maintain some level of prevention at this time, since in short order, pink snow mold conditions will begin. High-value turf will survive winter better if it is protected from these types of disease prior to entering the winter. Avoid large amounts of soluble N at this time to avoid lush growth prior to the onset of cold conditions that will make plants more susceptible to winter disease and low-temperature stress. Notes about the weather. The fifth consecutive above-normal week brought temps 10 to 12 degrees above normal to the north, east of I-81, 5 above, and west, 3 above. Growing degree days continue to remain well ahead of last year in the 15-year average. Soils are dipping into the 50s at the 2-inch depth in the far north and mid-60s, the low 70s to the south. It was a dry week across the region, with most receiving no rain. West and central New York, about a half to 1 inch, and ET remained consistent, 3/4 of an inch region-wide. Moisture deficits continue to build along the coast. Some areas have been in moderate drought conditions for the last 3 months. Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Rhode Island all have more than 50% of their topsoil at short or very short of moisture. And finally, the forecast. It was a dry start to the week. We'll give way to a showery period expected to bring less than a half an inch of rainfall, except for some locally heavy downpours. Overall, expect only minor relief from dry. Temps remain above normal for the week as the ridge remains set in the Midwest. Long-term, warmer and drier than normal. Regional clips begin with a note from Vicki Wallace at the University of Connecticut. Continued dry conditions are hampering all types of landscape work, from lawn renovations to plant installations. Randy Prostack says we may catch a break with winter annual weeds germinating later due to dry conditions and not surviving the winter. Hold on broadleaf weed control until moisture arrives. Jerry Giordano is saying that landscapers are doing renovations after the recent droughty periods, patch disease eruptions, and chinch bugs attacks in Westchester. And Dave Chinnery from the Capital District says fields of English daisy are obvious on playing fields, a sure sign of dry soils and weak and properly mown turf. Hashtag not safe playing surface. Questions from the field. With the very dry weather dominating this fall, will quote-unquote coated seed help with establishment? Coated seed products contain seeds coated with a water-absorbing compound that has been shown to improve germination, and studies have shown slight improvements in germination in time to 50% cover, especially where water is limited. That said, the complete establishment over time is not often enhanced as once the coating departs. If you are not continuing to provide moisture to the seedlings, they are likely to fail if less than desirable conditions persist. keep in mind, you are purchasing mostly the coating when you purchase the product, since seed is sold by weight, and we seed by weight, so seed rates might be lower than normal. Studies have shown this can be successful as well. The ease of application has made many of these seeds in a jug products popular with the homeowner, and now many commercial providers sell coated seed. Look carefully at the varieties provided in these coated seed products and be sure they are among the recommended varieties from our most recent species and variety publications. The question now is it getting too late to seed? The persistent warm temperatures and minimal rainfall has delayed recovery and establishment of turf from seed. By the calendar, we are creeping up on the time when we often do not recommend seeding cool season grasses to the north of the Hudson Valley. If the warm temps continue and adequate rainfall arrives, then we still have a few good weeks into early October where seeding some cool season grasses can be successful. Seeding grasses such as perennial ryegrass and fine fescues can continue unabated. I would not recommend seeding Kentucky bluegrass nor tall fescue at this time, as neither will have adequate time to mature prior to the onset of cold temperatures. Consider increasing your seed rate for loss. If you have irrigation available, the same rules will apply to hold off seeding Kentucky bluegrass and tall fescue. That said, many have had success with dormant seeding of cool season turf. However, this is best accomplished after soils are consistently in the 40s, where little, if any, germination will occur this fall. The use of covers has been shown to enhance dormant seeding, especially when utilized the following spring to enhance soil warming and give your dormant seed some heat and a head start on weed growth. Of course, Tenacity and Square One next spring are good tools as well. And finally, a note on decision time. Are you currently involved in a discussion to decide if your facility should install natural or synthetic turf? Are there people in the discussion with a quote-unquote hidden agenda that might derail a robust discussion of the facts? The Cornell Safe Sports Field website has an excellent section on bullet point pointed facts worth considering. However, a comprehensive review of this issue was developed by the Department of Sport and Recreation of Western Australia that would help guide your decision-making process based on factual data and information you provide to determine the best surface. You can access it by Googling decision-making guide, natural grass versus synthetic turf, Western Australia. Thank you for joining me for the weekly installment of the Cornell Turfgrass Shortcut Podcast, brought to you in partnership between Cornell University and the New York State Turfgrass Association. I'm Frank Rossi. I'm the Turfgrass Extension Specialist here at Cornell University, and I hope you have a great week.
This has been a production of Cornell University on the web at cornell.edu.